The hot wind doesn't blow over one who has the Guru's protection. This is the Bhajan Tattivao Nalaga Deji on page 157. The hot wind doesn't blow over one who has God and the Guru's protection. The Lord's protecting circle is on all four sides. Pain and sorrow do not bother me, O brother. I have met the perfect Satguru, who has made me as he wanted. He gave me the medicine of God's name, and I am in tune with him. The protector has saved me and cured all my sickness. Nanak says, the Lord has given his grace and support to me. The hot wind doesn't blow over one who has the Guru's protection. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 157.
Tati vao na laga di ji Urandi sharana peya Tati vao na laga di ji Urandi sharana peya Tati vao na laga I Tati vao na laga I Parabaram sharanai gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Shogirda hamare ramkara Shogirda hamare ramkara Duk lage na bhai ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Satguru pura betiya Satguru pura betiya Jin ban tab nai ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Rama nama o kada diya Rama nama o kada diya Eka levalai ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Rakaliya tis rakanahar Rakaliya tis rakanahar Sab vyadha mitai ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Kau nanak kirpa bhai Kau nanak kirpa bhai Prabh bayo sahai ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya Tati vao na laga di ji Gurandi sharanapaya
The hot wind doesn't blow over one who has the Guru's protection. You know, when Judith and I and a number of others, including Susan Shannon and her son Matthew and Susan Diamond, and my son Eric, and there were some others too, made what was my second trip to see Sanchi in May 1976. Golly, it was hot. It was close to 120, if not there. We arrived at the ashram in Rajasthan. Satsang Hetstar was going on. We were ushered through various passageways into where the master was sitting in the Sangat. They were singing that bhajan. Every time I hear that bhajan, I think of that very magical first encounter on my second meeting with Sanchi. Anyway, the hot wind, even though it was very, very hot, and the hot wind was definitely blowing, it worked out just like the bhajan says. Dear ones, I want to remind everybody, or mention if you haven't already heard, there will be a special Zoom satsang on Christmas Day. This is a new thing we are doing. I hope it works out well, which I'm sure it will. This is the notice says, the Crown of Life Meditation Society of Canada is preparing a 3-hour Christmas Day Zoom satsang, and we'll be sending the link with the Zoom invitation via email a few days before Christmas Day, along with a copy of the West Coast schedule and an East Coast schedule. Everyone receiving this notice will receive a copy of the invitation and link. No registration is required. If, however, you have not received a copy of the notice, you can get connected with this via the Santbani Ashram website. Please do not post this information on social media. I hope to see you all, except I probably won't do much seeing of all, but others will, on Christmas Day, which is, after all, as I will point out, the day in which we commemorate the enormous fact of the Creator of the universe and the power of love coming down and taking human form to rescue us and bring us back to Him. Something that we know is something that never stops. But on this day, it's like the whole world recognizes that it happened. And some of us become aware that it is continually happening. I want to begin today by reading Master Kripal's 1967 Christmas message, which was also the very first article in the very first issue of Satsang Desh magazine, January 1968. When you opened the cover of that issue, which was published in India, I didn't have anything to do with it at this point, but it was an incredibly beautiful issue. When you opened up the cover, there was this message with a beautiful picture of the master with it. And he says, dear ones, I am sending you Satsang Desh, the message of the Lord. Satsang Desh means literally the message of truth. All saints and prophets have been bringing from time to time for the guidance and uplift of man. Kabir says, I am the knower of the true home of the Father and have come to give you the message of God. God's message is, and this from the great substance of this message is a direct quote from God. And the pronoun me that is used throughout, me and I, refer directly to God, not to Kripal Singh, the man. This is exactly the way the prophets, both in the Bible and in the Quran, presented the message of God. It was verbatim quotes. This is what had been revealed to them. And that's what Kripal is doing here. Because among other things, not only was he a master in the lineage and tradition of Buddha and Jesus and Kabir and Nanak and Rumi and Swamiji and so forth, he was also a prophet in the tradition of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Muhammad and so forth. He was both. So God's message is, quote, I am the Lord of all creation. Man is the highest of all creation. He is next to me. I have given equal privileges to all mankind. They are born in the same way and with the same outer and inner construction. This is the golden opportunity you have been given to know me. Ever since you were sent down to the world, you have not returned to me, the true home, but have stuck fast in the enjoyments of mind and outgoing faculties, so much so that you have forgotten even yourself what to speak of me. I sent saints and prophets to awaken and to bring you back to me, but you did not care to come. Instead of appreciating their services, you have been molesting them. I sent Christ, the Word made flesh, who reminded you vehemently, change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And of course, Master, who quoted the Bible very often in the course of his writing and speaking, often understood better than most modern Christians the true import of sayings from the Bible, because this quote is often rendered as repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the Greek word is metanoite, which is a very powerful word, and it means revolute, change around, be different, change your mind in the ultimate sense, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You have an opportunity that you didn't have if you can change. Religions came into being to keep the teachings of all such masters afresh. Religion and its pristine beauty means a living reality. It is a state of universal God consciousness in which you live, move, and have your being in my loving presence. All your activities or institutions should have been inspired by love of me. Then there would have been left no stranger, no alien, no hatred, and strifes would have been unknown. If you had liked to seek me, conquer all fear. This you can achieve only when you shake off attachment for wealth, family, body, as one and all are mine and have been given to you to make the best use of them to reach me. This detachment of heart can only come when you love me with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is true renunciation, which is the highest expression of religion. All saints and prophets I sent to the east or west, their lives were filled with the rapture of the vision of the unity of all races and religions in the spirit. The outer world is the expression of the mind. Unless you first establish unity in your hearts, you cannot develop unity of all men. There are two methods by which you can achieve this end. One is the interior method of meditation, to go into the silence of the heart, where flows the fountain of my love, all bliss and joy. You must be reborn. Except you be reborn or twice born, you cannot enter into my kingdom, which is within you. Those who have once drunk the water of life from this fountain are intoxicated forever, and love flows out from them in all its joy and gracefulness to all humanity, overflowing as they are with the love and intoxication of me, giving vent to peace be unto all the world under thy will, O Lord. Mind that it is not religion that failed you, it is you who have failed religion. The second method is to understand the meaning and the purpose of knowledge, which in one single thought is service to all my creation, men, beasts, birds, etc. The meaning of true life is service and sacrifice. So long as you want, first and foremost, to be blessed yourselves, and you expect others to minister to you, you will remain a stranger to the way of spirituality. When you will wish others to be blessed, you will begin to speed on your way back to me. Let you not be a reformer to whip others into goodness, but be a witness of the great love, radiating all love in thought, word, and deed. Be an example rather than give precepts to others. You are indulging in oceans of talks, but how many ounces of action? An ounce of practice is more than tons of theories. Wanted reformers, not of others but of themselves. Religion decays when forms and rituals become more important than me. The inner light within you fades away, giving place to intellectual acceptance of dogma and creed, which you hold tenaciously, for the vindication of which you willingly lay down your lives. Religion further decays when neither me nor the church rules you, but you become slaves to mammon and material power of the once virile religion. Only the form remains, ending in selfish ends by the so-called defenders of faiths and contractors of religions. You are all dear to me, sweet children. I advise you all, residing anywhere, to sit together as brothers and sisters and understand each other. Dissolve all differences and misconceptions. You are already one, as man, as soul, conscious beings, as followers of the same master power, and I reside in each one of you as the controlling power keeping you in the body. Remove all duality and otherness. You will be able to sit together only in my name and will realize this unity in me in the company of saints. And that's where the quote ends. And Master Kripal adds, may this lesson go out to the hearts of each one of you on this blessed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so that the purpose of life is dedication to the eternal, and the meaning of life is consecration to the eternal value of life. May the benediction of the Master shine upon you forever and forevermore. With love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. And I want to continue reading from the talk which I began last time. Change your habits now. And I don't know if we'll finish the talk. It's quite long, and we may not finish it today. But as many people have commented to me, this is a very powerful talk, and it conveys, as does the message we just read, it conveys in many ways the absolute essence of what the Master wants from us and what he gives us. He's talking, he's commenting on a hymn of Swamiji Maharaj. It says, do not think of the Guru as a man. He is the life of the Satpurush, the true form. And Master says, the question, who is a Guru, is not a new one. It has ever been asked through the ages. When it was put to Guru Nanak, he said, Shabad is the Guru, and the Surat is the disciple. The ever-existent God, or his expression, the Shabad, is the Guru, and the attention is the disciple. When Kabir was asked the same question, he said, my Guru is above the Gagan, the heaven, and the disciple is in the body. When our attention gets connected with him, our coming and going is finished. The greatest being ever born, he, you should know, is my Guru. That is a quote from some master. He is the light itself, at whichever pole he is manifested, and only he can give the light to others. By this, the seeker can recognize the criterion in the true Guru. Christ said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. At whichever pole this wealth is found, you can be sure there is something else there too, worthy of your obedience. He has not come for any particular person, but loves everyone and will wash anyone clean regardless of their condition. Those who are wise enough to obey him will find their progress flourishing. Satguru's words, words are the Satguru. The words he utters are he himself, and those who bow down to his words will truly get salvation. But those who bow in hypocrisy and then do whatever they choose with the thought that the guru does not know make their lives miserable. That which is hidden in us is apparent in the guru, and wherever you find it blossoming forth in fullness, there you will get the experience. Anyone can talk on any subject, for and against, with a little training. But when a person receives something, there is no question of doubt. The power in the guru, the very life of the Satpurush, is forever and will never die. When it worked through the pole named Jesus, they called it the Christ power, and it works at various human poles according to the age. Whoever is fortunate to be connected to this power will find that it never leaves them. Somehow or other, make your mind understand, then put all your attention in him. Making the mind understand is difficult, for it tries to convince us that we are wrong in our search, but we must assure it that, having got the connection from where God is manifested, there is no need for doubts. Lectures, stories, bookish knowledge, acting and posing, all can be found in profusion. But who can give the light? If someone can reveal the light in the seeker, it is proof that he has got it. Having received from him, then obey him. If the mind dislikes obedience, then we must make it agreeable. When you frequently witness others receiving the light, is this not proof enough? There would perhaps be cause for hesitation if you were told to fight or kill each other. But the guru himself thinks good of even those who work against him. By acquiring such noble virtues, we will also become masters. Iqbal says that when Hazrat Musa, Moses, climbed the mountain to talk to God and to realize him, did he not know that God himself was in search of a man who desired only him? Baba Jamal Singh Ji left Punjab and went to search for Hazur in the Murray Hills. Was there not any man in the whole of Punjab that was suitable? What I am stressing here is that you have to obey his commands. If you do not persuade your mind to accept the facts, thoughts will come that, am I less than he? I am as big as he is. And many other illusory ideas by means of which duality will increase. Through love and mercy he speaks. He is complete and nameless. He creates love, for he is all love. He teaches how to love. The rays of love issue forth from him wherever he goes. His words are uttered to increase the love within us, so obey him and change the old habits which have encrusted for life upon life. If you do not, then you will continue in the wheel of birth and death. If through obedience to the Master a love for God is created in us, and we see him in all beings, then where is the necessity to return to this earth? When his words are forgotten, the squabbling among ourselves increases. If you hurt someone or bring unhappiness into their life, their natural reaction will be to return the same treatment. Karmic reactions are a very powerful law, and you will be ruled by that law. With so much love, Swamiji makes us realize that our character must change. Masters are the very reflection of love, for the positive power works through love only. It can be observed that saints work only with love, but avatars also give punishment. And this, of course, is the huge difference between the positive and the negative powers. And it's why it's so important for us to live always from the point of view of love and not of reward and punishment. It can be observed that saints work only with love, but avatars also give punishment. The latter come when righteousness is at an ebb, to punish the wicked and reward the innocent, and to keep the world conditions in proper balance. The saints tell us to err no more. They at once give connection with God to whoever approaches them. Though the Lord is already within us, yet they make it possible for him to appear, that we may see him. To give salvation to you, somehow or other, he took this physical form, the Guru. It naturally follows that man's teacher must be a man. If a monkey screeches, hundreds of monkeys will gather around him in answer to his call. Even if a bird twitters, others will collect. So the Guru comes in the human form to teach man the correct understanding of truth. Excuse me, but the past masters cannot come here and give this knowledge. Some intimation may be grasped from the scriptures, but those who have left the scene cannot give guidance as to their correct import. Even if a voice came from the skies to direct us, mankind would merely remark, "What has it to do with us?" On the other hand, if a man's guru is a renouncer of worldly things, the disciple has doubt that his master can understand his mundane troubles, for he feels that only one who has himself experienced the worldly ups and downs can really appreciate his condition. A true master has achieved success in both the worldly and spiritual fields of life and is thereby a living proof of what can be accomplished. One's principles in life are highly important, and one should never fall below one supreme principle, and that is, the highest principle is truth itself. And if you have love for truth, then you must have love for all life. Soothe and erase away the mistakes of others with your love. Bloodstains cannot be washed with blood. Anything can be cleansed with the water of love. Give service unto him and worship him. Think of him as Guru Nanak. He was Kabir, he was Satnam. Recognize all saints in him. Develop into one who can serve the Master. What kind of service? True service means to obey his instructions implicitly, to live as he advocates in a clean, chaste, simple, and loving manner, to develop the truth in yourself, to purify your thought. God dwells in every being, so love all life. Is this not what he teaches? You have got the human form through great good fortune, so make the best use of it and take advantage of every aid to unite you with the Lord. Everyone makes mistakes, for all are not saints as yet, but they should not be repeated. The same God power worked through Kabir, Guru Nanak, and others at different times. Just as a fused bulb is replaced by another, the teachings, however, remain the same. You'll remember that when they brought before Jesus the woman who had been found committing adultery, they asked him whether she should be stoned according to the law of Moses. But Jesus told them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Can you put your hand on your heart and honestly say that you have never hurt anyone? Hazrat Muhammad Saab says, "If you can control the two organs, one between the lips and the other between the thighs, then I will stand before God in your support." Jesus told the woman to go and sin no more. With love, he forgave her and helped her to understand. After all, it was his work to make her into something. Guru power never dies. It is everlasting and continues forever. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. These are the words of Christ and not of Jesus, for they were uttered by the Christ power or Guru power in him. The whole world is a house in which the truth is residing. Those who attend satsang, in particular those who have got a true master, should set an example in their love for one another and their forgiving attitude. Christ also said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love for one another." Otherwise, where is the proof that you are on the spiritual path? The teachings are not bad. The satsang is not bad. He who teaches is not bad. If anything is bad, it is the mind. So make your mind understand correctly, and everything will be set right. It is the only cure if you want advancement. If we have helped even one person by removing a little misery from his day, we have done a great service. With sweet words, with kind sympathy, share the unhappy burden resting upon our poor fellow beings, or it spreads and grows as the days go by. From a man, it travels to his family, his friends, and so on. Only he can achieve your aim. Do not wander. Be rid of your pride. What is our work in this world? To meet God. And for that, we must first have the right understanding. Our true friend is he who removes wrong understanding. We have not come here to be property owners, socialites, or to have lofty ideas about ourselves, or to breed animosity among each other. We have come to imbibe the correct understanding about life. But sadly, we daily sow more seeds, and only we will reap the harvest thereof. And each type of seed will bear its own fruit. If you have sown enmity, then try to smooth it out. Do your best to wash it away with love, that it may not grow with time and take deep roots. You came to the world to receive, and you got God's name and the Master's home. Now give up your pride and control your mind. We say that we are very important people. We are very intellectual. We give excellent lectures. We have great influence over others, etc. But we should leave all this and take up the practice of truth alone. Then only will the true happiness and joy well up from within us. We have come here to realize God, and only God can help us do so. Who else is capable? Do your work and do not entangle yourself in other affairs. Think deeply, and if you find anything undesirable in you, weed it out, and with love help others to overcome their shortcomings also. King Dhritarashtra, famous ruler from the Mahabharata epic, on a certain occasion insulted the powerful bow of Arjuna. And Arjuna's bow, which was had a name, was Gandiva, in ancient heroic times, not just in India. The weapons of great warriors and kings were considered as persons. They were given names. Think of King Arthur's sword, Excalibur. This was a worldwide phenomenon. Arjuna's bow was Gandiva, was his name, and Arjuna was a very powerful warrior and archer. And Arjuna immediately made to kill the king. But Lord Krishna stepped forward and demanded, "Arjuna, what are you doing?" Arjuna replied, "I have taken a solemn vow to kill anyone who insults my bow. It is my dharma, my principle." Krishna then asked, "Well, what is the outcome of dharma? Happiness or unhappiness?" Arjuna said, "Of course it is happiness." Lord Krishna smiled and explained, "Just think, what will be the outcome of this action? Where is your dharma in this?" Masters have spoken thus through the ages. Christ advised, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." A butcher may think that to kill is good, but what is the outcome of his action? Can it be happiness? So when we act, we must weigh the outcome. While we cling to our old habits, we will never succeed, without exception. True happiness will be ours when we join back to God through the radiant company of the Master and through obedience to his words. He himself has taken this practical path, which is the shortest route to salvation. The time is precious. Do not fritter it away. Greater than he you will never meet. If you lose this golden opportunity, you have no idea when you will be given another. Give up pride, cunning, and otherworldly habits, and cease wandering in vain from one attraction to another. You will never get another like the guru you have got. Whoever you meet will attempt to separate you from the Lord rather than rejoin you back to Him. Know a Satguru as one who comes to reunite. He wishes to bring all children of God together and sit among them. Such personages are rare, and if you have found one, then obey him. Do whatever he says. If you refuse to obey, how will you hope to progress? The master has no selfish motives. He is merely following the orders from above. This has nothing to do with any team or intrigue, nor it is a matter of creating policies. As everything is straightforward and above board, the question of policy does not arise. There is nothing underhanded or hidden. There are no ulterior motives behind the teachings. It is a very simple fact that only he whose soul has rejoined the Lord enjoys complete happiness. Human beings do have many weaknesses. You will find animosity and unrest amid people all over the world. And this is because each man is obeying his mind. If they were to obey someone who is above habits and failings, what an abundance of joy would there be throughout the nations. If you leave your guru now, you will wander the four regions of illusion. If, having got the double blessing of the human form and the Satguru, you throw away the chance by disobeying him, what will happen? Those who live on another's earnings go under the law of give and take or illusion. If you offend or harm anyone, you reap the reaction of that. And under the same law, you will be born there where the offended person is born, that the account may be accurately balanced. Wherever your attention is, there will you reside. Who knows when you will again get the human form? Fire consumes even green wood as well as the dry, and everyone must go sometime. If you spend your days losing everything, but saving the invaluable treasure given to you, then your work here will be successful. True masters do their work quietly, without a fuss and show. They lead a quiet life, not like the bulls in the ring tossing their horns about. Your earthly sojourn's purpose was distinguished. That was Amrit, the water of life, given by the Guru. Of course, Master, as we all know, and some of us have experienced firsthand, the Master does not easily let us get into this. He will bring us back, because he cannot help but love us. But still, it is up to us to obey, to live the life that, if we live it, it makes it easiest for him as well as for us. Jad Bharat was a king, after whose name India was called Bharat. He was in search of God, and so he left his kingdom and went to live in the jungle in order to realize him. However, there he grew very fond of a certain deer, which became tame and friendly. So what happened? After death, he was again reborn, but into the form of a deer. You should remember that what I'm saying is for your own benefit. A guru wishes to see the whole world have joy in life, and when he sees faults and mistakes, he tries to wash them away and ensure that they are not repeated. Never will you get a guru like him. Acknowledge, oh, acknowledge this at last. It is easily understood why gurudom has such a poor reputation nowadays, for the gurus are mostly political at heart, with self-centered motives for holding power over people and making money, etc. Instead of sincere sympathy for the plight of mankind, lies and cheating are used to gain the confidence of the followers. And sadly, people are more easily pleased and satisfied with such like performance than with what a genuine master has to offer. Truth is truth, a lie is a lie. Black cannot be white, no matter how much it is washed. The true master is met through great destiny behind the disciple. Without great good fortune, you cannot meet a Satguru. If you have been fortunate to meet a Satguru, just obey him and you will succeed. What is worth more than having our soul reaching the Lord's lap never to be separated from him. Now that so many years have passed, give up your old habits at last.
ਹੁਣ ਜਦ ਰੋਜ਼ ਰੋਜ਼ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਪਿੰਡ 'ਚੋਂ ਸਰੀਰ 'ਚੋਂ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਕਾਸ਼ ਕਿਆ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਦ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ 'ਤੇ ਸਵਾਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਜਾਏਗੀ.
Now he says that when we do the meditation daily, after rising above from this body and vacating the nine openings, our soul goes in the sky. It means that it gets attached to the Shabad. Whenever our soul will go back to Almighty Lord, it will always go after climbing the Shabad, after riding over on the Shabad.
ਧਰਨ ਛੋੜ ਸੁਰਤਨ ਚੜੀ ਆਕਾਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪਾਈ ਆਈ ਮਹਾਕਾਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੰਗਨਿਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਿਲਾਸਾ ਦੇਖੇ ਅਚਰਜ ਬਿਮਲ ਤਮਾਸ਼ਾ.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੋ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਕੇ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀਗੀ, ਉਹਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਦੱਸੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ. ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੂੰਗਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਗੁੜ ਖਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਵਾਦ ਦੀਆਂ ਕੱਛਾਂ ਵਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ, ਦੱਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ.
Now he says that the happiness which the soul gets after getting attached to the Shabad, its glory cannot be described. It is like the description which a dumb man can do of the rock candy. He can only express his happiness through his gestures, but he cannot speak. In the same way, when the soul gets attached to the Shabad, that happiness cannot be described in words.
Jis tarah aj sanu andar jana mushkil hai, baharle vishe vakaran de jehde ras hai, eh chhadne aukhe hoye paye hai. Jad assi ik wari Shabad de naal attach ho jande hain, andar chale jande hain, phir inna vishe vakaran nu angikar karna hi mushkil hai, bahar auna hi aukha ho janda hai.
As it is difficult for us now to go in the within and give up the pleasures of the outer pleasures and the passions, but when even for once our soul gets attached to the Shabad and we start enjoying the inner bliss, then it becomes difficult for us to come outside, and then it becomes very difficult for us to accept all the outer pleasures.
ਲੜਕੀਆਂ ਗੁੱਡੀਆਂ ਪਟੋਲਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਉਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਹੀ ਖੇਡਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ. ਜਦ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕੌਣ ਗੁੱਡੀਆਂ ਪਟੋਲਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਂਭ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ? ਉਹਦਾ ਚਿੱਤ ਪਤੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਦ ਗਰਲਸ ਪਲੇ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਡੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਟੋਇਜ਼ ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਮੈਰਿਡ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਮੈਰਿਡ, ਹੂ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਪਲੇ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਟੋਇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਡੋਲਸ? ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਗਰਲ ਗੈਟਸ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਹਰ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਫਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਛੱਡ ਦੇ ਖੇਡ ਗੁੱਡੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੀ, ਹੁਣ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਮਟਿਆਰ ਕੁੜੇ, ਕਿਉਂ ਕੁਆਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਸੰਗ ਖੇਡੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੰਤ ਨਾ ਸਾਰ ਕੁੜੇ. ਕੁਆਰੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ. ਸੁਹਾਗਣਾ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਦੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ, ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ.
Then the condition of our soul becomes like this, as the Mahatma say, that, oh girl, give up playing with the toys and dolls. Now you have been married. Why do you play with those unmarried girls who have not known the glory of the husband? The unmarried girls are those souls who have not been initiated, those who have not received the master. And the married girls are those souls who have got naam, who have got the master.
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੰਗਨਿਤ ਕਰੇ ਬਿਲਾਸਾ ਦੇਖੇ ਅਚਰਜ ਬਿਮਲ ਤਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਛੋੜਾ ਇਹ ਕਰ ਪਕੜਾ ਵਹ ਕਰ ਖੋਇਆ ਜਗ ਕੋ ਪਾਇਆ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ.
ਹੁਣ ਐਸ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜ ਲਿਆ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ.
Now she has left the home of this plane and has got hold of Sachkhand. She has left the world and she has got hold of the master.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾ ਛੱਡੋਗੇ, ਵਕਤ ਆਉਣੇ 'ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੂਤ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਤੋਂ ਖਿਲਾਫ਼ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਛੁਡਾ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ। ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਮਦਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ, ਸਹਾਇਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਦ ਲਵ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ, ਦੈਨ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਵੈਨ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲ ਆਫ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਲ ਫੋਰਸ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਲੀਵ ਦੀ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਐਂਡ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਯੂ, ਨੋਬਡੀ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਰੈਸਕਿਊ।
ਛੋੜਾ ਇਹ ਘਰ ਪਕੜਾ ਵਹ ਘਰ, ਖੋਇਆ ਜਗ ਕੋ ਪਾਇਆ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ, ਜਬ ਸੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸਰਨ ਲੀਨਾ, ਸਤ ਨਾਮ ਤੁਨ ਕਟ ਮੇ ਚੀਨਾ।
ਹੁਣ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਗ ਹੈ, ਆਸ਼ਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਗ ਹੈ। ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਜਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਜੋਗਰੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁਨ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ, ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੈ, 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ।
This is the path of the love, this is the path of the lovers. When the lovers come to the masters, they remain only for the master, they only become of the master, and then they say that when the shabad is manifested within us, when the master is manifested within us, we are content with that and we do not see anything else except our master. Everywhere there is only our master.
Jab se satgure sarna leena, sat naam tune kat me ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਧਨ ਉਨਕੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਜਿਨ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਪਾਈ ਮੈਂ ਜਗਤ।
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਚਾੜ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਧਨ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ, ਧਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਘਣਾ ਚਿਰ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਣ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਵੀ ਧਨ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਇਆ।
ਨਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਲਵਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਟੇਕ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡਾਈ ਦੈਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ, ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਸ ਸੋਲਸ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਫੁਲ that we have been given the opportunity of spending time in the company of the master, and whatever wealth of devotion we got, whatever we achieved, it was only after spending time in the company of this great master.
Tan sat gur tan unki sangat jin pratap pai main gat ਕਰ ਸਤ ਸੰਗ ਕਾਜ ਕੀਆ ਪੂਰਾ, ਪਾਪ ਨਸੇ ਮਨੋ ਖਾਇਆ ਤੂਰਾ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਹ ਫਲ ਪਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪਾਪ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੱਢ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੈ, 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਜਵਾਨ ਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਨਮੋਹਣੀ ਸੂਰਤ ਫਿਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ।
Now he says that by remaining in the association of the master, what benefit did I gain? Graciously master removed all the sins from my within, and now I have taken refuge in the feet of the master, and 24 hours a day I remember on my tongue there is the repetition of the name of the master, there is a symbol of the master, and always in front of my eyes I have that attractive form of my master.
Kar sat sang kaaj kiya pura, paap na se mano kaya tura, paap pun do gaye na sai ਭਗਤ ਪਾਉ ਜੀਵ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਸਮਾਈ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਨਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਪਾਪ ਦੀ ਇੱਛਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੁੰਨ ਦੀ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਡਰ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੀ 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਸੁੱਤੇ ਜਾਗਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੈ।
Now he says that now neither I have the desire of any sins, nor I have the desire of any virtues, and I don't have any fears in my within. The only thing which I have in my within is the love for the Master and the fear of the Master, and 24 hours a day, all the times, I have the remembrance of the Master.
Paap pun do gaye na saaye, bhagat pao jeev hirde samaaye, ab yeh sat sang gur ka paave, ਹਿਲ ਮਿਲ ਚਰਨ ਮਾਹੀ ਲਿਪਟਾਵੀ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪਾਪੀ ਵੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੋਭ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਵੇ, ਉਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਬੇੜਾ ਪਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੇਂਦੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਪਾਪੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਇਹ ਪੁੰਨੀ ਹੈ।
Now he says that even if a sinner comes, takes refuge in the master, he can also take his boat across, he can also cross this ocean of life, because Saint Sadhguru does not hesitate in forgiving, and while they are forgiving, they do not see whether he is a sinner or he is full of virtues.
Sant Sadhguru naam den vele kade galti nahi khande ge, jad vi jeev unna de sharan vich aunda hai, oh is tarah us da karm dekh lende hai, jis tarah kach de glass andar koi lechiyan paiyan hundiyan hai, dekh lende hai ki isne kinna kaal da karza dena hai, ਔਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਕਰਜ਼ਾ ਲੈ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਵਾਇਲ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ। ਵੈਨ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਵੈਰੀ ਕਲੀਅਰਲੀ, ਲਾਈਕ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਦ ਕਾਰਮਮ ਸੀਡਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਗਲਾਸ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਬਰਡਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਰਮਾ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ, ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਪੇ ਟੂ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੇ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਪੇ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਰਮਾ ਟੂ ਦ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ।
That talk was given on May 8, 1984, at Sant Bani Ashram in San Martin, New Hampshire. It's called The Path of Lovers. Our closing bhajan is on page 173, Dukkha Bhanjan Tera Namji. Your Naam is the pain remover. Meditate day and night. This is the knowledge of the perfect Satguru. The within in which the Parabrahm dwells is the beautiful place. If you sing the qualities of God with your tongue, the stones of Yama, the death god, will not come near you. With my understanding, I don't know how to serve you, nor do I know the ways of worship. The life of the world has your support. O my agam deep Satguru, when God becomes gracious, all the worries and problems go away. The hot wind does not affect, as Satguru himself protects. The Master is God, and the gracious one is the Guru, and Master is the true creator. When the Master is pleased, one gets all the things. Nanak sacrifices himself on such a one. Your Naam is the pain remover. Bhajan on page 173 by Guru Arjan Dev.
Dukh Panjan Tera Naam Ji, Dukh Panjan Tera Naam, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम। आठ पहरे आराधिए पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान, आठ पहरे आराधिए पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान, पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान जी। दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम। जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म, सोई सुहावा थान जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म सोई सुहावा थान सोई सुहावा थाम जी दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जम कंकर नेड़ न आवई रस न हर गुण गा जम कंकर नेड़ न आवई रस न हर गुण गाओ रस न हर गुण गाओ जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम सेवा सुरत न जानिया ना जाने आरा सेवा सुरत न जानिया ना जाने आरा ना जाने आराद जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम ओट तेरी जग जीवना मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगार ओट तेरी जग जीवना मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगार सतगुरु अगम अगाद जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम भाए कृपाल गोसाइया नठे सोग संता भाए कृपाल गोसाइया नठे सोग संताप नठे सोग संताप जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम धरती वाओ न ला गई सतगुरु राखे आप धरती वाओ न ला गई सतगुरु राखे आप सतगुरु राखे आप जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम गुरु नारायण दास गुरु गुरु सच्चा सिरजनहार गुरु नारायण दास गुरु गुरु सच्चा सिरजनहार सच्चा सिरजनहार जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम गुरु तूठे सब किछ पाया जन नानक सद बलिहार गुरु तूठे सब किछ पाया जन नानक सद बलिहार नानक सद बलिहार जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख बंजन तेरा नाम
When the master is pleased, one gets everything. Nanak sacrifices himself on such a one. Your Naam is the pain remover. May God bless us all.